From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, took aim at Iran and its proxy militia Hezbollah on Thursday, saying the United States would act against this growing menace. The U.S. ambassador's strong comments come on a day after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called Iran the world's leading sponsor of terrorism, responsible for conflicts in Yemen, Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon, and warned it is taking North Korea's path. At the White House Thursday, President Trump expressed concern over Iran's compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal.
As far as Iran is concerned, I think they are doing a tremendous disservice to an agreement that was signed. It was a terrible agreement. It shouldn't have been signed. It shouldn't have been negotiated the way it was negotiated. I'm all for agreements, but that was a bad one, as bad as I've ever seen negotiated. They are not living up to the spirit of the agreement, I can tell you that. And we're analyzing it very, very carefully, and we'll have something to say about it in the not-too-distant future.
The Trump administration says the nuclear deal with Iran has ignored the other serious threats the country poses. The UN Security Council on Thursday strongly condemned the most recent ballistic missile test by North Korea, blaming Pyongyang for greatly increasing tension in the region and beyond. The Security Council statement comes as the administration of President Trump signals it is running out of patience with the North, which continues to develop its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.